No kidding. You are young, but do not let anyone treat you as if you were not important. Be an example to show the believers how they should live. Show them with your words, with the way you live, with your love, with your faith, and with your pure life. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. You probably know that a kitten grows up to be a cat, a puppy grows up to be a dog, and a duckling grows up to be a duck. But did you know that a kit grows up to be a fox, a puggle grows up to be a platypus, a flapper becomes a swan, or a fry grows up to be a fish? The real question, though, is what will you grow up to be? Will you become the person God designed you to be? God has given you special gifts and talents, things you can do that no one else can do in the same wonderful way. He wants you to use your gifts to love Him and love others. Loving God and loving others are the two greatest commandments, and you can find them in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 40. The great news is you don't have to wait until you're all grown up to start using your gifts and following God's word. You can start right now. But I'm just a kid, you might say. That's okay. Just check out what one kid in the Bible did. Josiah was only 8 years old when he became king and led the people back to God. You can read about Josiah in 2 Kings chapter 22 to 23. Now, you don't have to be a king to do what's right and to lead people to God. You can be a teacher, a firefighter, the president, or a kid. Just love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love others, and you'll grow up doing great things. Dear God, thank you for creating me uniquely and with a purpose. Help me see all the ways, big and small, I can show your love to others today. Did you know kids can make a big difference in the world by doing little things, like comforting a friend, sharing what you have, or telling others about God? What can you do today to grow into the person God made you to be?